This is VOA News.
Even as he pushes back against criticism of his Helsinki summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin, President Trump wants to meet again with the Russian leader. On Thursday, Trump invited Putin to visit Washington. Associated Press correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president says the summit was a great success to everybody but the news media, whom he's accusing of trying to provoke a confrontation with Moscow that could lead to war. But there is bipartisan concern about what was said, since it was just the two presidents and their interpreters.
It is utterly amazing that no one knows what was said. This is a democracy.
Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer, GOP Senator Lindsey Graham says the president needs to be careful.
It's imperative that he understand that he's misjudging Putin.
The president says he wants another meeting with Putin to start implementing some ideas. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo Wednesday said progress is being made toward North Korea's denuclearization since his recent trip to Pyongyang.
We made progress on some issues. There's a lot of work to do. It may take some time to get where we need to go, but all of this will be taking place against the backdrop of continued enforcement of the existing sanctions.
Pompeo said he also expected some remains of Americans killed during the Korean War will be repatriated in the coming weeks. The European Union's executive arm is urging member states to prepare for all possible Brexit scenarios, including one where Britain leaves the bloc in a disorderly fashion and without a deal with Brussels outlining future relations or trade arrangements. Britain and the EU are aiming for a smooth exit next March, but talks are progressing slowly. This is VOA. A British news outlet says police have identified